Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The average student graduation rate from college is 60%, according to a research report on college grad rates produced last year by Best Colleges. But the data shows a significant drop when we look at the timetable. Less than half of students enrolled in colleges nationwide will graduate with a bachelor's degree on time in 4 years. The Oregon Institute of Technology has taken steps to improve the rate of success for students at its campuses in Klamath Falls and Portland. Has a new partnership now with a national student coaching program known as Inside Track. Joining me on the exchange is the president of Inside Track, Ruth Bauer. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Ruth, tell me, what is Inside Track?
Inside Track is a nonprofit. It's been around 25 years. We have offices in Portland. We have over 60 employees here in Oregon, but we serve universities and colleges across the country to really apply coaching to the student experience and make sure that students have the support they need to be successful.
Okay, so let's explore the problem that your organization is addressing. Yeah. What does the data tell you about the average track of students in college?
Yeah, I mean, it is clear that students, are not graduating on the timeline that we would like them to. And as you know, student debt is a huge problem in our nation, and the longer it takes to graduate, the more debt that is accumulated. So there's a lot of benefits to graduating on time and then actually converting that degree to that first job, post-college, or even a lot of adults are returning to school, so they're using it to take that next step in their career.
So Oregon Tech data suggests that the average time for completion is 6 years.
Yeah.
Not four.
Yeah, that's what we see across the nation is 6 years. And that's a long time when you are waiting to see that economic benefit of the degree.
But we've been perpetuating this myth that a bachelor's degree is 4 years. Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, a student who has a lot of support, both financial and emotional and just navigating the college experience can complete a degree in 4 years. However, life happens. And for so many students, things, make them take a break, that they have to stop out, whether that's because of financial needs, so they stop to, work extra hours and they can't fit school in anymore, or if it's on, mental health or a medical issue. And those kind of things really just make the college experience take longer. Not to mention, sometimes taking a full load of college credits can be just too much for a student, especially when they are an adult with a family and balancing a lot of other responsibilities.
Okay, so assuming that the education sector is run by people with, higher education degrees and knowledge, why wouldn't they adjust the system, understanding that all of these pressures are on these kids?
Yeah. I mean, there are some innovative, schools out there and things being done to help adjust. It's just not done widely enough for everybody. And I would say even at OIT, we see some, you can go to OIT and complete a 9-month, credential program or a 4-year bachelor's degree or a graduate degree, And so a lot of options in order to kind of stack your education and build towards a degree where you're seeing the benefits of, the work that you're doing along the way. There are, a big need out there for us to look at how we're educating students and how we can support them. I do believe that with the right supports, you can graduate in 4 years and you can put a plan in place. And if it takes 6, that's okay, as long as you are focused on that end goal. Because what we don't want to see is students who start this journey go into debt and then don't complete, and they never see the benefits of the education that they have been through already.
Well, I have a kid at Portland State, and she's graduating this month.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank
you. That's awesome.
Unfortunately, she did it in 4 years. But the notion that every kid that goes to college and seeking a 4-year degree or a bachelor's degree is going to finish in 4 years, isn't that something we should be addressing in high school as a narrative that isn't necessarily true?
I totally agree with that. And honestly, I always say, if I could, I'd start with students as young as middle school, to start to understand what the process looks like and what their options are. And there are things you can do in high school to be better prepared, you know, whether that is taking dual credit classes, AP classes that give you that step up so that when you do need to take some time off or a lighter term of credits, it doesn't take you off course and you can continue towards that focus on graduation. So yes, we need to be doing more in our K-12 system. You know, oftentimes our counselors working with those students have super long student rosters. They can't have the in-depth conversations that are really needed to prepare students.
And to your point, the educators and the institutions are actually becoming more flexible around these issues.
Yes, yes. And I think a big part of it, too, is, you know, we always, when we think of college students, we think of the 18 to 21-year-old. But the reality is there's a lot of adults going back to higher ed. And when I say adults, I'm certainly talking about, you know, those in their 30s and 40s, but it's also the 25-year-old with a child. And, you know, when you have a family and you are balancing supporting your family, the many commitments you may also have, parents that you're helping out, you just have a lot of commitments you're managing, and that can make focus on school and that commitment to your journey so much harder.
Well, let's talk about those commitments, and let's talk about the financing of education. It's not just the time commitments, but you got to finance it as well. How do finances factor into this equation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a huge issue, and especially in rural Oregon, where there is a higher level of you know, kind of financial obligation to your family to support your family of origin. So students are typically working through their college experience. And we know research tells us that if a student works more than 20 hours a week, that it negatively impacts their ability to progress through school, which makes sense, right? Like how can you be doing all of that and also, you know, be keeping up with your coursework? But that pressure is real. And, you know, student loans, the good news is that students these days are much more aware of the impact of loans and much more wary of taking on too much debt. However, it's still necessary to get through. Like, it's not common that a student can get through the educational experience without taking on loans. And therefore, they're having to really consider, is it worth it? You know, what am I going to get at the other end of this? What is that job going to pay? How quickly can I pay back that loan? And really balancing all of those factors.
Right. So it's become less about becoming a more well-rounded, educated citizen and more about how am I going to afford this?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I was a, you know, English undergrad. And I always say, like, it's hard today because I think there's a lot of benefits to the liberal arts and to really being able to explore different opportunities and different passions you may have as you're going through that college experience. But when you are looking at the cost of each course you're taking and making sure that that's going to convert to a career that's going to, you know, increase your economic mobility, you know, you don't have the luxury of spending time on things that aren't going to really purposely promote your career trajectory.
My guest is Ruth Bauer, president of Inside Track. Her organization has partnered with Oregon Tech to provide one-on-one student coaching to help students complete their degrees on time. So how does Inside Track help students make it on time?
Yeah. So, you know, 25 years ago when Inside Track started, when we talked about coaching, everybody thought about the coach on the football field, right? And today when we talk about coaching, everyone knows there's life coaches and executive coaches. It's a much more acceptable and standard concept that we have to support individuals. Well, what we do at Inside Track is we take those frameworks and we apply it to the educational experience. So we know that there are, you know, certain things that come up over and over again for students who are in an educational journey. And our coaches are there to build a relationship with the student, to assess what's going on in their life and what they need to focus on right then, and then to make sure that they're tackling any barriers that are in front of them, breaking them into smaller problems and helping put a plan in place to overcome them. And then at the end, really just being their cheerleader, being the person in their corner to help make sure that they're staying focused on that end goal that they have. And I'll just say personally, I was a first-generation college student, and I know that it's pretty difficult to be at a higher ed campus for the first time and not even know what questions to ask or where to go to get help. And a coach is what can help with that and be that person that helps you navigate a system that you're unfamiliar with.
I agree with that, but you're bringing up an issue that I think is less of a priority for a lot of folks, and I think it ought to be, and that is if a student is arriving on campus with so little knowledge, so little awareness, doesn't that require some coaching of the parents?
You know, absolutely. I think that would be, you know, really helpful as well. It can be really hard to reach parents. And part of that is because the students are adults now, you know, and so it's really up to them whether they want to, you know, engage their parents in this process. And many parents, times the parents themselves are also, you know, struggling with the commitments that they have and maybe other children that are younger that they're trying to support. A lot of those parents are also in that, you know, middle generation where they're supporting elderly parents as well. So it is, I think, anything we can do to educate parents. In my experience, parents are always well-meaning. You know, they want their children to do well and to support them, but don't always know how to do that.
And therein lies the point. If they don't know how, but they are there to be the cheerleader, to be the support, to be the encouragement, wouldn't having more knowledge of how to do that be beneficial both to the parents and the student, because the coach can't be there all the time?
Yes, I think that is absolutely true. I think it could be very beneficial to the parents. I think, you know, the big issue is just that access to the parents and the time that they have to commit to, you know, a program to expand their knowledge and to, you know, be prepared to support their student. And so not every student has that, you know, luxury to be able to have their parents participate in something like that. If they can, I think it's great. And if not, I think a coach can at least support and fill in that gap as much as possible.
How long is your partnership with Oregon Tech?
It's we started in December of 23. Yeah.
And so tell me, what measures, what metrics have you set forth to determine what success looks like?
Yeah. You know, we are really focused on both that term over term, keeping students moving forward, progressing credit accumulation, you know, so they're working towards their degree. That's a huge part of student success at OIT, is making sure that they are progressing towards their goal. The other thing is we're also working with stopped out students and bringing them back to campus. And a big part of that is learning why, you know, what made them stop out in the first place, and how can we take those learnings in order to ensure that future students don't stop out? You know, how do we catch them before that happens? Because we know that even a term that you stop out, and, you know, sometimes it happens and it's needed, but it makes that graduation so much farther away. And we want to get them to that goal quicker so that they can see the economic benefits.
So what can parents do to support the success of your program and the student?
Yeah, I mean, I think partly just making sure to, you know, normalize working with a coach for asking for help. A lot of times first-generation college students don't want to ask for help because they don't want to admit that they don't know something and, you know, they're trying to blend in. And it's okay to ask for help. And if there is a coach available, like, use that resource, you know, engage with the coaching, because they are going to help you not just navigate the system and focus on your goals, but also, like, find resources on campus, how you get involved in clubs and how you stay engaged with the resources that are there, because it's also super important for students to feel that sense of connection to the community, you know, that they belong on campus, that they should be there, and a coach can really help with that. So the more the parents can encourage that and be there, even if they don't know the answers that their students have, that they can direct them to get the help that they need, that's the most important thing.
Well, it's interesting because just before we came on the air, I saw a group of students being led around campus here at Southern Oregon University, high school students, very excited.
Yeah.
What are some of the recommendations that you would give to students graduating high school?
I mean, I think graduating from high school is such an exciting time, right? And you have so many open options to you. And I would say when you're looking at that next step and the college experience, really think about what's important to you and where you can be successful. And, you know, what you're balancing, what's going on in your family life, what's going on for you personally, and what is the right choice in order for you to graduate on time in 4 years and really see the benefits of that degree. Okay. And I think taking just a little bit of time for that self-reflection will help them make a really educated choice and the right choice for them and their family.
Okay. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you so much.
My guest was Ruth Bauer, president of Inside Track. They're partnered with Oregon Tech to help students earn their degrees on time. I'm Mike Green.